1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash, the Ammonite, came up and camped against Jabesh-Gilead. All the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a treaty with us, and we will serve you." But Nahash the Ammonite replied, "I will make a treaty with you, but only on this condition, that your right eyes be gouged out, and by doing this I will disgrace all Israel." The elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days so that we may send messengers to all the territory of Israel. Then, if there is no one to save us, we will give up ourselves to you." When the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and reported the matter in the ears of the people, all the people wept aloud. Now Saul was coming in from the field following the oxen. Saul asked, "What's the matter with the people that they are weeping?" Then they told him the news from the men of Jabesh. The Spirit of God came mightily on Saul when he heard those words, and he became very angry. He took a pair of oxen and cut them in pieces, and sent them throughout all the territory of Israel by the hand of messengers, saying, "Whoever does not follow Saul and Samuel, this is what will be done to his oxen." The dread of the Lord fell on the people, and they came together as one. Then he numbered them in Bezek, and there were 300,000 Israelites and 30,000 men of Judah. They said to the messengers who had come, "Tell the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you will be delivered." So the messengers went and told the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. The men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you may do to us whatever you want to." The next day Saul broke the troops up into three companies. During the morning watch they attacked the camp and struck down the Ammonites until the heat of the day. Those who survived scattered, so that no two of them were left together. Then the people asked Samuel, who said, "Will Saul reign over us? Bring out the men, so that we may put them to death." But Saul objected, "No one will be put to death this day, for today the Lord has brought deliverance to Israel." Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." So all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord. There they offered sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly.